The week before the invasion, Kopano's father, Udo, sold their TV. Despite his mother's fervent prayers for his father to find a new job, Udo was unemployed, and they were 3 months behind on rent. Kopano didn't mind. He knew a new TV would manifest soon. Football season was coming, and his father wouldn't miss it. When the alien warships appeared, Kopano's whole family crowded into his uncle's apartment down the hall. Kopano's first reaction was to grin at his two younger brothers.
"Don't be stupid," Kopano declared. "This is some bad American movie." "It's on every channel," Obi shouted at him.
"Be quiet, all of you,"
Kopano's father snapped. They watched footage of a middle-aged man, an alien supposedly, giving a speech in front of the United Nations building in New York.
"See," Kopano said. "I told you, that's an actor. What's his name?"
"Shh," his brothers complained in unison. Soon, the scene descended into chaos. New York was under attack by pale humanoid creatures that bled black and turned to ash when they were killed. Then some teenagers wielding powers that looked like special effects showed up and began to fight the aliens. These teenagers were only a little older than Kopano, and despite the madness their arrival had created, Kopano found himself rooting them on. In the coming days, Kopano would learn the names of the two sides. The Lorik versus the Mogadorians. John Smith and Cetricus Ra. There was no question who the good guys were.
"Amazing," Kopano said.
Not everyone shared Kopano's enthusiasm. His mother knelt down and began to pray, feverishly muttering about Judgment Day until Kopano's father gently escorted her from the room. His youngest brother, Dubem, was frightened and clung to Kopano's leg, so Kopano picked the boy up and held him. Kopano was short and stout like his father, but well-muscled, where his father was paunchy. He patted Dubem's back.
"Nothing to worry about, Dubem. This is all far, far away."
They stayed glued to their uncle's TV day into night. Even Kopano couldn't maintain his good cheer when the footage of New York's destruction was played. The broadcasters showed a map of the world, little red dots hovering over more than 20 different cities. Alien warships. His father scoffed when he saw the map.
"Cairo! Johannesburg! These places get aliens and not us?"
He clapped his hands together.
"Nigeria is the giant of Africa! Where is the respect?"
Kopano shook his head.
"You don't make any sense, old man. What would you do if the Mogadorians showed up here? Hide under the bed, probably."
Udo raised his hand like he would slap his son, but Kopano didn't even flinch. They stared at each other until Udo snorted and turned back to the TV.
"I would kill many of them," Udo muttered.
Kopano knew his father to be a boastful man and an unrepentant schemer. It had been years since Kopano responded to Udo's big talk with anything but scornful laughter. However, Kopano didn't so much as chuckle when his father talked about killing Mogadorians. He felt it too. Kopano itched to do something, to save the world like the guys he'd seen fighting at the UN. He wondered what happened to them. He hoped they were still out there, fighting, turning maggot aliens to dust.